Blog Talk Radio.
It got worse, but she was going to beat, she was favored to win, and she got schlonged.
Rosie O'Donnell's disgusting. I mean, both inside and out. You take a look at her, she's a slob. She talks like a truck driver. If I were running The View, I'd fire Rosie. I mean, I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. I'd say, Rosie, you're fired.
He had an absolute meltdown. When I said that I needed the break, and it was for breast pumping purposes, he got up, his face got red, he shook his finger at me, and he screamed, "You're disgusting. You're disgusting," and he ran out of there.
Brandy came in here, she got down on her knees and said, "I passionately want to do this. I, at this point, am the team chooser, not the team leader
yet." Excuse me, you dropped to your knees?
Yeah.
And begged to do this. And I said, I'm looking around the room, and we had even LaToya, who was sitting beside me, thought maybe Brandy was right.
Must be a pretty picture you dropped
into
your knees.
Little John and Dennis thought I should be. Omarosa said me. Some other people said you. And in the end of it, I said, everyone looked at you and said, bye.
You've called women you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account...
Only Rosie several... O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter account...
Thank you.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Well, I just don't respect her as a journalist. I have no respect for her. I don't think she's very good. And she starts asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. And, you know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to Against All Odds with Renita Graves and Ayanna Muhammad. We are going to talk about our lovely number 45 and the way he treats women today. Women in politics. Ayanna.
Yes, ma'am.
Mona, you start laughing at our little tip. I knew you were going to like it.
I had to start laughing because I'm just going to go ahead and lead by saying I think he's an idiot. And I just don't understand how he got elected. Like, and then the thing was they were saying in the polls when he was elected that the majority of the people that voted for him was women. Like, it was almost like 40, almost 50-something percent of the people that voted for women. So you have to ask yourself, you voted for a man who has
no respect for you.
That he has no respect for women. He don't have no problem grabbing them up because he say he can do that because, you know, he's Trump. He's
That's
Obama.
What he do.
And everybody has seen the way his quote-unquote wife looks at him. I think that girl is like a hostage or something. Yeah, like, I think she want to be free. Somebody needs to release her.
Why wouldn't she want to be free? Why wouldn't she want to be free? Married to him. Why wouldn't she? It's so obvious that she can't stand him. And they had a video circulating when he was walking and they walked next to each other and he went to grab her hand and she kind of swatted his hand. Like, don't touch me. Have you seen that?
Yes. I have, and it's so funny.
Yeah.
She's like, don't touch me. Then there's another clip where she's sitting behind him, and she's clearly smiling. Like, she looks like, okay, it's cool. This is going to be a good day. He may not knock me out today. And she's sitting there smiling. And then he turns around and says something to her, and her whole expression looks like death has come over her.
She hates her death. But wouldn't you, if you were married to him, wouldn't you? Look at all the stuff that he's done and said and how he's degraded women and the bills that he's passed. And, I mean, just everything that he's done to just pretty much take us all the way back to the Stone Age days where men were in control and women would, you walk behind them, not beside them. You remember that ages ago? You're going to be barefoot and pregnant. Remember those days? That's where he's taking us back to those days.
But he's, and it's like, I have to ask myself and the people, the voters and the listeners of this year's show, How the hell did he get elected? Like, how did we get him elected?
Watch.
How did we get it off?
I think that, we know that he had help. That we know.
I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I just look at it and I'm like, he's been in office. So since he's been in office, and it's only been, what month is this? About 7-some-odd months or so. He has already signed over 53 bills. He just signed
over 53.
Over 53. Well, the last count I heard was 53. I won't say over 53. It's been 53. And then on top of that, a couple of them, I don't think women realize how much is actually affecting us, i.e. the...
Oh, no.
The
no, they don't realize that.
The Affordable Care Act, which is, you know, a.k.a. Obamacare, which was really allowing women to get birth control with their medical insurance. Not that you had to have quote-unquote Obamacare, you still was getting your birth control for free. He signed an act that reversed that. So for companies like Hobby Lobby, Chick-fil-A, all in places that be closed on Sunday because they close because it's Sunday.
It's Sunday.
They don't have to cover your insurance. And so you don't get your birth control no more. Like Hobby
and
Lobby
see, a lot of people
don't cover your birth control.
I think women need to dig more into what's going on and what is being reduced from us and really dig down into the situations that really affect us now that he's in office. Because some of the stuff that I read, you know, when I was doing my research about this topic, some of the things that I read that he has done affect us greatly.
I have to say again, he's an idiot.
We get that. And I think people now know that because he's arguing with people on Twitter. He's having social media wars with people, everybody.
Yes.
He's gonna start a nuclear war. And he's just an idiot.
Twitter, like he's gonna start it via Twitter. Like that's the crazy part about it is one of the statements he said most recently that I found to be hilarious, and maybe they talked about it a little bit because, you know, he talks about fake news. And just to be clear, me and you on our show, we do not give alternative facts. So
we give the real
facts. We don't give alternative facts. I just want to let everybody know. One of the things he was saying was that Obamacare has ruined the country for 17 years. Now, let's think about that. According to my history lesson back in the day, the president does 4 years, and the most he can do is 2 terms.
It's,
so when you say four,
so that's 8 years.
Plus four, that's 8. So how did Obamacare ruin the country for 17 years? See, I don't understand.
Well, we all know that he can't read or write very good. I mean, I think that they got hung up on his business mentality and, you know, just looking at the fact that he's a good businessman. That's the only thing that I can give
really?
Him other than that's it.
Okay.
So maybe they felt like we were, you know, they hated Obama, hated the fact that, you know, the Clintons were with him. So Hillary was a friend of the Obama, so no, we don't like we hate the Obamas enough not to put Hillary in, because if we put her in, it's like having the Obamas back in the office.
Right. But let's
talk
about that.
When
you
narrow this down,
you said he might have been a good businessman. Let's talk about that. He still hasn't revealed his taxes yet, so we still ain't seen those, but I guess everybody gonna let that go.
That's
cool.
Are y'all waiting on that?
Also,
for real?
Him being a good businessman leads me to what I read about his father. So his father was into real estate and stuff like that too.
Right.
And it's been rumored and it's been said that, you know, his father was part of the KKK.
I'm sure he was.
But one of the things his father was known for doing was taking government funding and doing contracts for building basically public housing in Queens, but really taking the money and not doing what he said he was going
to
do with it.
What he was supposed to be doing with it.
Right.
I can believe all of that, and like father, like son.
Okay.
That's why we have not seen those taxes, and that's why we're not going to see those taxes.
But he's making America great again,
he ain't making America great. He's making us look real bad to the other countries. Like, really, he's making us look real bad. But in the eyes of everyone else, the way he's doing women is just like ridiculously crazy. Like this this global gag rule that he's reinstated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the law we were talking about, kind of sort of with the birth control.
Right.
Defunds non-government organizations if they mention abortion as an option to pregnant women. So you cannot, if you mention abortion to a pregnant woman, we're going to defund you of any governmental money. No grant,
right.
No anything. So this rule,
Planned Parenthood is out. I mean,
Planned Parenthood is out. But listen to how, so this gag rule that he has reinstated, it was revoked by Bill Clinton, put back in play by George Bush, revoked again by Obama, and now it's been signed again by Donald Trump.
So this is the bill that never died.
Never die.
Yeah.
It's going to always stay in the spotlight as long as we have the 45s running our country.
And I'm not going to lie. I don't even call him 45. I call him 4.5 because I just don't even feel like he deserves a whole number. it's like he's running the presidency and the country kind of like how he did his show on NBC.
Yeah.
He's just firing people.
All day. Nobody in his
cabinet.
Who in his cabinet has stayed in his cabinet for?
Man.
I mean, he just became president, and I think he's probably gotten rid of everybody. More people have left his cabinet than probably any other president.
Man, it's so ridiculous. It's like he said something one time in an old interview that I saw. It was on, I think it was on like David Letterman, where he was talking about his daughter. And he was talking about how he thought his daughter was attractive. But he was saying it in a way like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah,
if she was my daughter,
nasty.
I'd break
like,
her off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who says that about their daughter? Like, dude, that's your daughter. Like, I don't, how
he
do you
don't
say
care.
That about the, like, but that's just how disrespectful are you to women? And you tell me something. If she wasn't my daughter, I'd hit her. What?
Yeah.
You hit that?
She better be lucky
your daughter?
My daughter.
Ivanka?
Because if not, yeah. I'll be
Ivanka.
Breaking her off.
He was like, she got long legs, that beautiful hair. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, she wasn't my daughter. I don't even
and
know
then,
a father that can see his daughter that way. disgusting. He's an idiot. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop saying that. No, I won't.
But look at Omarosa. So Omarosa got on and she said she's lost all these friends.
Yeah,
and nobody has talked to her. No. And she's this Donald Trump advocate. Like, she loves him. Everybody's not understanding how good of a person he really is and blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
like,
so they're not saying in the news, but let's just go ahead and talk about that from our perspective. We all know Donald Trump is hitting that and he's paying her bills.
Is that?
Yeah. Pretending like that's not what self-respecting black woman, seriously, self-respecting black woman would, self-respecting woman at this point would continue to uphold this man and talk about him in a positive light and how you don't understand why so many people are against you and against him. That is her boo. Listen, she is his side chick. By definition, yes. She has to be. There's no other way to explain it. He has to be paying her bills.
She's a side chick?
Yes. I believe Omarosa is Donald Trump's side chick. I haven't seen this reported on TMZ. I haven't found it on Google yet, but I really believe this based on definitions of side chicks. Yes.
Oh, my God. If that comes out, I'm going to call you screaming like.
I mean, think about it. She fits the bill. Educated, single, no kids, independent, never been married. And
he's
the only
he's
man
helped
she
her.
Always talking
she,
about
she
is
says,
Donald
he's
Trump.
He's helped me. He's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been knowing him since 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I was on his show. I get more exposure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. Side chick, getting my bills paid. That's why I say same thing. Same thing.
And he put in the, oh my God. Okay, so this is what. She is the director of African American outreach.
Okay, so is Omarosa an African American? Yes. Do I feel like she speaks for me? Hell no. That's
she is the director of African American outreach.
Pause. But listen, okay, on a serious note. If that's not, remember back in the day, right, and it's still to this day, when you would come across somebody who you knew was racist, but they didn't want to admit they was racist, and they would say, no, I'm not racist. I have a black friend. See, Trump is saying that by keeping Omarosa around. I'm not racist.
Omarosa and Ben Carson, who's the one of the greatest surgeons, but you're in charge of HUD. Housing.
Right. Never can't spell Section 8. Don't know nothing about anybody in a struggling housing. It's like, how you going to let a blind person teach an art class? You can't, some things you just can't do. Like, that's what that is. I mean, seriously. You don't know if I'm painting by color right if you can't see. I'm just
that's
saying.
That's it. But let me shout out some of these. Like, there's a lot of things that he has done that women don't understand or haven't really took the time out to dig into how things would affect them unless it actually affects them. But women as a whole should be standing together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read just a few. Just a few. Like, there was this thing. Remember when it was a lot of talk about companies not paying overtime when they were supposed to? I think Walmart was in that big thing. Well, Trump has decided to delay the increases in overtime. So, you know, women work like slaves.
Yeah.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. So he's delayed that. Like, I'm not going to pass along that just yet. He slashed support for the military caregivers.
Mm.
That's the caregivers.
Yeah.
Blocked the pay transparency protections. So we don't have to tell you if you make the same amount or close to what a male counterpart makes that's doing the same job or even a job lesser than you. So I'm not great. We're not going to make that happen. If women make $13 an hour and a man makes $20 an hour and he's sweeping floors and she's sitting up in an executive office, so what? It's don't mind
your
business.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
He's helped bad employers who repeatedly violate laws. So that goes back to what you said. He does some underhanded, sneaky, shady business bullshit like his dad.
That goes back to that and your boy that he just let out or he just pardoned. Let me say that. Joe, the guy he just pardoned.
Did he even do 2 days in jail? He ain't even got sentenced yet. You done already pardoned him.
I don't think everybody understands what he was being accused of. This man was basically running the sheriff's offices of Arizona, and he was racial profiling
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Who knows. And then he wasn't paying any other crime any attention. Not sex crime. They wouldn't investigate it. Uninvestigated. Violent crimes, nada. On
nada.
Top of that, the man, nada, nothing. Like, it wasn't happening. He was forcing illegal immigrants and people that were incarcerated, he was forcing inmates to wear, get this, pink panties.
Yeah.
Pink panties.
That violates the ethics rule right there.
He was making them wear pink panties, and then instead of, once the prisons, I guess, were overpopulated, he was putting tents and cots outside in Arizona. Tents and cots outside in Arizona.
For them to sleep.
And they were sleeping out there in they pink panties and stuff. This is where you had grown men in Arizona that you was had racially profiled.
Yeah.
This is one of his buddies that he and Trump said this, because this is how much, this is why I think he's an idiot. When he was asked why he pardoned him when he did, his response was, with the ratings on TV being high right now for the hurricane in Houston. So in other words, since everybody paying attention to Houston, I can go
yeah,
ahead
I'm not
going
to pay
attention.
Right. I'm go ahead
yeah.
and do this.
Yeah.
And nobody yeah. is going to notice that I've done that. But everybody noticed because everybody is watching or listening or, you know what I'm saying? Because we're waiting on the
yeah.
next time for you to mess up.
Or, and the thing is he's going to tweet about it. Like, you tweet.
That's what you're going to do.
If somebody stopped me from tweeting, maybe I wouldn't think he was that. Nah, he'd still be an idiot. But I wouldn't know so quickly. This is the point. Like, if he tweets everything. He's like a 16-year-old little girl. During the summer, just
yeah.
tweeting his whole day away.
Tweeting and arguing, finding somebody, looking yeah. for somebody to argue with.
Ain't calling it. It's fake news today, which is interesting. He calls it fake news today. But when he was pushing at the fact that Obama was not born in America and he wanted to see a birth certificate, it wasn't fake news then. It's just fake news now. But it wasn't fake news then. But I have to speak on one other thing, though. Some of the people that support Trump are idiots, too. One of the tweets
oh, yeah.
that I saw.
Oh, yeah.
One of the tweets that I saw that was hilarious was, I believe it was a female, too. This is especially awkward. But was talking about how quickly Trump has gotten down to Houston during the time of need with everything that's going on. But
didn't he
he's
just
got
go
down
yesterday?
There way faster. But he got down there way faster because way before Obama did to Katrina. Let's see. I think they must have known Obama wasn't president during Katrina. I was like, what? Ridiculous.
Very, extremely. And I was going to say, now he got down there yesterday, and this started happening, what, Sunday, Saturday, when things started happening?
Yeah, I mean, but, and then did you see the wife? She was down there. She went down there. She had on stilettos.
I'm surprised
you
she went.
But in stilettos, rain boots maybe, but stilettos?
Oh, yeah. She ain't going nowhere without no stilettos. Has she even moved into the White House yet? I don't think they've been together.
I think
the scandal broke out about him grabbing women's crotches and, you know, him talking about everything that was going on, and he has the right to do this and he can do this and that because I can, and nobody should question him about just walking up kissing broads in the mouth. Oh, my God.
And yet that all came out before he was elected. So, again, back to my original statement, women voted for this foolishness. So where are we in our thinking, women, that they voted for him? Like, you
brainwashed.
Voted for this man. This man is saying, you're saying, well.
That goes
back
to the show that we had about, you know, women dating and marrying men in prison. Like, Dr. Phil.
Oh,
Dr. Phil says something's wrong with you.
It goes there. And you could take it a step further to another show we had about women hating on women. Maybe that many women voted for him just because they refused to vote for the other woman. Just hating on the fact that Hillary.
Just hating on Hillary. Yeah, but
hating.
You know, that whole election is just off the chain because I just knew Hillary was going to win. She had the popular votes. But anyway, I want to keep on talking about how this man is like screwing us women over royally. Like some of this stuff people don't know. So if there's any nurses out there listening, any nurses, check this out. Trump has cut a $403 million budget when it comes to the healthcare profession and nursing training programs.
Wow.
So he's cut the budget. So guess what? Your training is going to go down. So all the hospitals out there that are looking for good nurses, you may get a nurse, but it's not going to be a good nurse because he's cutting out the training.
But you probably didn't go to the doctor anyway because he cut your health care.
He cut your health care. He did a budget cut for FMLA. So guess what? The Department of Labor is taking forever to approve your FMLA, and in some cases, it may not even be approved. Now, look, let me tell you. When I had my first two kids, Wick was my friend. I know you don't have no kids, but Wick, that Enfamil milk is like.
I know what Wick is, though. You get that good grape juice.
You get the good
I know
juice,
what Wick is.
You get the good cheese. You get the good vegetables and the good fruit. But the good thing for a kid is that good old Enfamil that's $5 a can. And you have to buy in a case because kids drink so much. Well, guess what? He slashed the nutrition budget assistance for WIC by $200 million. $200 million. These are not small things that he's doing. These are big things with big impacts that is going, I mean, I know if we look at the statistics, it's going to say there's more white people on food stamps and all that than it is African Americans, which is true, but when you look at a small population and a small community where, I've got to be honest, everybody's daddy ain't around, people ain't paying child support. So, you know, we look forward to these things that he's cutting off.
But you know what's interesting is, here's what I think part of the huge divide is in the country right now is it is race. I don't disagree. One of the biggest issues in the country right now is race. But I think that when you look at Trump in office and people are thinking, there's some people thinking like he's racist and he doesn't like black people. No, let me be clear about that. Trump don't mess with poor people.
That's
anybody
it.
Below
you
him
can
in
be
his
black.
Finances.
You can be white, you can be Mexican, whatever. If you're poor, he don't like you, but he really don't like you women. Did y'all hear my clip? He really don't like us women.
And that's what people are failing to realize is what he's doing is cutting everything. One of the other things I heard he was doing was one of the things that Obama did was with water and trying to make sure that certain aspects of the lands are still there. Trump is cutting that, and he's letting his friends and family buy a property. Like, he's not...
Oh, yeah.
He's not in... What he's doing in office is not that it's not... It's not only not benefiting women, but it's not benefiting people at a certain financial class. So that's what I think people are really, really missing in what he's doing. If you're not part of the 3% of the rich folks here in America, Trump really not doing nothing to help you.
He really ain't doing nothing. But check this out, because this right here, this is like a hit below the belt. And I'm going to go back to it because I know you don't have kids, but if you did, this would be the major... Oh, my God. I was like, if I see him, I want to choke him for this right here alone. And my kids are old enough to take care of themselves. But just imagine how many single working women are out here today that don't get off to 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening, but the schools let out at 2:30 and 3 in the afternoon, and you need that child care. Let me tell you, we talked about how many millions here. He cut this by $200 million. He cut that by $200 million. But guess what he cut for $1.2 billion? The after-school programs for kids and the community and learning. $1.2 billion, Ayanna?
But see, here's the thing, and I'll be honest. No, I don't have kids.
So you're making it virtually impossible for women to go to work and work a full day.
It affects me. It affects me because you women with kids have a tendency to call us women without kids to go get your kids.
In fact, can you babysit? Oh, hell yeah.
Right,
I need
right,
you.
Right.
No. I'm going to call my friends, and I'm going to say I'll put you down as an emergency contact because I know damn well I'm going to be in a meeting at 3 o'clock, and they're going to call Ayanna because Ayanna ain't got no kids. You can sit right on over there and get my baby because I gotta stay at work.
If I had to guess, I'm really off the top of my head. I'm on a good, like, 4 or 5 list to pick people's kids up.
I'm sure you are. And if my kids were of age that needed to go to an after-school program after learning that he's cut $1.2 billion for the after-school programs, I would have your name on the list, too.
But see, it goes
back this is
to
ridiculous.
My point. He doesn't care about race as much as people think he does. It's class. It's class that he doesn't care about. But if you need after school care, like, why don't you have a nanny? Why don't you have someone picking your kids up from school?
Everybody
like,
don't have money. We don't have 45 money. We don't have real estate.
Mind, he don't get why your daddy didn't he like you say here, you know, his daddy gave him money, you know? What Why aren't you living like
you know what he's doing right
and
now?
That's what people miss.
Let me tell you something. My kids grew up at the Boys and Girls Club. Shout out to Ice and Harris. If you're listening, I got to give you kudos because the Boys and Girls I know play a major part in the way my kids have grown up today, period. This I know. Trump has proposed to eliminate the Boys and Girls Clubs. If I could say what I want to say without
you can't, it's the internet, it's me and you.
No, I'm saying Secret Service, Big Brother's all over the place, so they're probably listening.
Oh,
you know,
oh,
I blasted this on Facebook too, so you already know they ain't here listening, and they'll be knocking at my door talking about you threatening the president and all this other stuff. So I'm not going to say it.
And
I'm not
going to say
it.
With a Muslim,
right,
so you already know
they probably
listening.
Sitting outside, or and I live right by the airport. You know, I can just imagine looking outside and seeing all these black, you know, SUVs pulled up in front of my house. But you want to eliminate the Boys and Girls Clubs of America? Are you serious?
Because his kid ain't going to no Boys and Girls Club.
No,
he don't know nothing about
running
no
around
boys
in
and girls
3-piece
club.
Suits. Anywho, girl.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's take a call.
Exactly. All right, let's take a call.
Caller with the last 4 digits of 9023. Good evening, caller. How are you doing tonight? Well, that caller hung up. Didn't want to talk. Guess I just wanted to listen.
Scared. You scared him about that Secret Service and that Big Brother stuff.
Maybe.
You know, people don't be like, I don't want them in my business.
Right. They ain't gonna get me. But it's,
I mean, just
looking
like,
through this list, it's just ridiculous. He wants to eliminate pediatric
right
services.
Everything that's coming on, the racial tension that's going on in this country today. Like, we talked about the Colin Kaepernick thing, and we know about the police brutality and the Black Lives Matter and all this stuff, but the racial tension in the country today with what happened in Charlottesville, it has to do with a lot of who we have in office today.
Yeah.
Because he literally tweeted, as always, or came out and said,
Oh, yeah.
Both sides are wrong.
He got in front of the camera. He got in front of the media. And he said, he said one side was bad and the other side was really, really bad. Now, he didn't say which side was the really, really, really bad side, but we already know which side he was talking about because we weren't on the bad side. We were on the really, really, really bad.
Really, really bad. Because, you know, his vocabulary is very bad. But here's the thing that I don't
really, really bad.
And this is what makes me more nervous about anything is he's only been in office for 7 months. We still have years to deal with this crap.
Years.
So if he's doing this much damage. Yes, Lord.
They're trying to impeach him.
But then you got to wonder, his vice president, has anybody heard from this guy? Like,
no.
Like, where is this dude?
No, haven't heard from him.
None of that. But, you know, I thought about it, and I honestly have to say I kind of respect the way he's fallen back and stayed away because, yeah, if they do impeach him or he wants to do anything else politically in his career, you really don't want to be linked to this idiot. So he's at home chilling, I guess. Like, I don't get it. And
he doesn't have to do anything. Trump's doing it all. He's just getting a check.
I've never seen anybody. I personally, I'm not going to lie, all jokes aside, I know I'm usually the one telling the jokes and being silly, but I honestly believe that I don't think he's going to finish out his 4 years.
I don't think that they're going to impeach him.
I actually think him being as arrogant as he is, I could see him walking away. Like, I could see him doing that because I believe in my heart of hearts he really didn't want to be elected. I think he was just running to be running.
He was shocked.
And then I think he realized he could win. And then he was like, man, because he's already was like, well, this presidency thing, this has been pretty hard. It's not what I thought it was. Well, what did you think it was? Like,
because he's getting and he's getting into more social media fights than anything ever.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like,
I never seen nothing like it.
16-year-old little girl, you out here hashtagging all day long. Like, run the country, dude. You spending your time hashtagging and commenting and tweeting.
That's it.
And the fact that he's in office makes me very, very nervous for the remainder of his term.
I should say our sentence. Yeah, if you ever decide to drop one of those little babies, ever decide to have one of those, just in case. As long as he's in office, be ready to be hit with the Trump-championed American Health Care Act. What kind of hell? What? But anyway, this act.
We ain't covering it. You should have money.
That's it. It's not on COVID vaccine. If you have something going on with your eyes, you better go to Dollar Tree and get you some $1 reading glasses because it's not going to cover eye exams and it's not going to cover well child visits. Who does this?
An idiot. Did I mention he was an idiot? I mean, we need to keep a counter how many times I've called him an idiot. He's an idiot. He's an idiot. I'm going to come up with a different word. Nope.
He's cutting funding for teen pregnancy prevention.
Right. Well, that goes with, you know, the teen pregnancy thing. I remember he said something about that. And, of course, they don't think, the teenage girls shouldn't be getting pregnant, I think was his response. But
maybe they shouldn't. But if you're taking us all the way back to the Stone Age days, there was back in the day, like way back in the day when they used to marry off the 11- and 12-year-olds to the 50-year-old man and they would knock them up with 12 and 14 and 16 and 20 kids. Remember that?
She was uneducated. Yeah, she was uneducated.
You already put us back into those days. With the foolishness in 7-8 months. You've already put us back there. So, with that being said, why are
you
chirping, Trump?
Let me ask you this. And I know I've done it, so I'm going to ask you because you'll be honest.
I'm probably done that too. I don't know.
You know, no. When you meet somebody that says they voted for Trump, what's the first thing you think about?
I've not met one person. You know,
really?
It's a guy that stays around a corner that had a Trump Pence sign in his yard for about a week, and it was around Halloween, so I don't know if it was like a Halloween, you know,
like,
something.
Nope.
Yeah, or if he was serious, but it was only there for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. I didn't take it. But I know not one person. And if they did vote for him.
Somebody egged his house. They egged his house.
If they did vote for him, they didn't tell me. Now, I used to work for a doctor a few years ago that was diehard Republican. He's a black man from Ghana. There's absolutely nothing. Like, he could not stand Obama. And all he talked about was Bush. He was just loved him some Bush.
Gosh.
So he may, I'm pretty sure that he voted for Trump. But here's
Trump.
The thing. All the slashes that's going on, because he, you know, with all the slashes that's going on with this health care, it's really going to affect his pockets, because he has an office in the lower part, in College Park. Anybody from Georgia listening to this, you know where College Park is. So you already know that his patients are poor and black. Mm. I mean, just that area. It's very low
income. Without coverage. Without coverage.
Right. No coverage.
We needed Obamacare to have coverage. Yeah. See, I've met someone. Well, I won't say I met them.
See, I didn't even have to finish because you went on here with it.
I work with a couple of folks that I know voted for Trump. And it's interesting to hear their perspective, because their reasoning for voting for him was not necessarily his greatness as the president. It was more of their dislike for Hillary. So I thought that was a bit strange. But the funniest thing that I saw was this lady had a Ford Taurus, and it was like one of the first Ford Taurus, and she was one pump over from me, and she had a Trump sticker, and she was driving a Ford Taurus, but it was one of the first Ford Tauruses. It was so old of a car, and that brings me back to my point of people without money think that this guy is out to help them, and he's not. Like, boom, you driving a Ford Taurus.
No. And this one may hit home.
Trump sticker.
Oh, and see, she doesn't get it. But
no.
it's crazy, because this one right here, like, I'm just going through, and they said 100 days, 100 ways that Trump's administration is harming women and families. So when I get down to number 53, it says endangered Muslim women. It says after the election, the news outlets reported a spike in anti-Muslim bigotry and attacks, many targeting women.
Because so the reason for that is women, Muslim women can be identified more than
because of their head wrap.
Right, because they wear the scarves, the hijabs on their head. So true, Muslim women can be identified sooner. So I would assume that that's why that is higher.
Yeah.
But I do have to admit, though, when he put the ban on the people traveling.
Interesting,
because
I got scared.
I believe my mom was getting ready to go somewhere at the time. I mean, she didn't go, but I thought she was getting ready to go somewhere at the time. I was like kind of concerned because she has a Muslim name. And even though, you know, she has a passport and things like that, but when they first started it was really no rules. It was like, we just, like, not, like, I'm like, man, if you leave the country now as a Muslim, like,
are you going to be able to come back?
Like, right, like, I have all my documentation. Will I be able to come back? Will I have to show, like, I have my passport, so it really shouldn't be an issue, but they still screening you regardless. Like, it didn't make any sense. His judgment is very rash. It's very, oh, well, let's just do that. Like, it's not going to affect a million people. Let's just do that. Like, it's only going to affect, like, two people. You know, it's really, really ignorant. And, again, I say, Lord, pray for us, because he's only been in office.
And he's rolling up on
like
his third time. He's already banned Muslims twice.
Yes, Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. And here's what makes what Trump is doing scary. He's just doing it. He's not
with no disregard.
Going through
he's
the
not
Senate.
Thinking.
He's not going through the proper channels. He's not going through any of that. He's just like, when he pardoned his friend. He just pardoned him. He didn't go through the proper channels.
Didn't ask nobody.
He just
No.
Didn't look at the list. They have a whole list of people that he's just doing whatever the hell he wants to do as president, because some people, not me, have voted him into office and just let him do whatever he want to do.
And let him run rampant like a wild dog. I'm going to read three more, and then I'm going to take a caller. So caller with the last four digits of 4610, please be ready in a few. Let me tell you. Okay, so he cut Meals on Wheels. And that affects 2 million seniors every year. Now, that bothers me because my club does community service for, the Meals on Wheels. And we actually deliver food to the senior citizens. So, bam, he cut that. Now, this goes back to the incident that happened in Michigan. He eliminated the program that prevents lead poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
And he slashed the program by $7.5 million that test dangerous chemicals in the water and everything else, like the pollution prevention company, that $7.5 million he slashed from.
But you have to ask yourself, where is he putting
where's he putting it?
Where is it going? But did you also hear this, how they were talking about the Secret Service and how the first fact was stated that the Secret Service was soon to run out of money with all of the traveling
that they're doing. Yeah.
Right. Then it came back, and I believe when it came back, it was re-reported, and I think this is the alternative fact, was, we good to the end of the year. So first we that's an alternative fact right there. Something ain't right about that.
Yeah, 40. Well, they're jumping ship every other day, but he's got people on standby. Like one fall off, he got another fool waiting to jump on the bandwagon.
He brought a committee together, and then when he continued to start doing stupid stuff, it's like nobody wants to be a part of it. So people was dropping off the committee, so he just disbanded the whole committee. He was like, "Well, forget it. If y'all not gonna be on it, just forget it."
Right. He's like a little kid that they won't let me play with their toys, so I'm just gonna take all the toys.
Forget it.
Crazy man. Oh geez. Caller with the last four digits of 4610. Good evening, caller. How are you?
Good evening. I'm all right, ladies. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. What do you think about number 45 and what he's doing to the women today and the politic issues that we have with this fool? I'm just going to put it out there. First off, are you a 45 supporter?
Well,
you like our president?
I love him.
You love him.
I love the subject. I almost had forgot because I'm an hour difference. I'm on the highway, and I just tuned in to hear what you guys were talking about. But, a lot of what you have said about Trump, I don't really have to go into detail because I disagree with a lot of the stuff that he has done. Actually, he's not even category is my president. I don't even have a president, honestly.
We're just out here free-balling, huh? You're just out here
free-balling. Yeah, I don't have a president. I don't acknowledge the man. I don't know nothing. Justice for anybody, truly. He's just a mess. He's a mess all in himself. And
Yeah. Nah, I get it. I call him 4.5. You don't get a whole number. I told y'all. He's 4.5.
Well, let me ask you a question, caller. Do you have kids?
Yes. I have a grown son.
When your son was younger, did you, have you ever had to use governmental assistance like Medicaid, WIC, all that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you what he's done. This Trump championed American Health Care Act is going to cut the Medicaid program by $880 billion, which is going to affect over 19 million women who rely on the Medicaid system for insurance for them and their kids.
Wow.
If people let this act go into play, are y'all listening?
If they allow him
to move this act into play, it's going to cut insurance, health insurance, for 24 million Americans.
Man, listen.
Wow.
So it's ridiculous. I mean, we got to do something. I know there was the march. I know there was the march. And women, I wish I was there with y'all with my signs and everything else. But, like,
right.
At some point in time, we got to dig into the issues that's really going to affect us and really harm us and our children, especially
right.
single parents
right.
out there that's already
right.
struggling and trying to get things, you know, in order and the help that they need just so that they can survive. I mean, this fool. It's cutting after school programs. He's cutting Head Start programs. He's cutting everything that we need, everything that we rely on in order to continue to work. And you know what I'm saying? Like our help.
Right.
Our
like
help.
Said,
he's cutting.
You cut these things. Where is this money that's being saved? Where is that going? You know.
Where is it going?
Where is that saving going?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Is where
yeah.
is it? If I'm cutting my cable bill by $20, I need to know where that $20 that I'm
where can
not,
I put
not paying.
$20?
Where am I put? Exactly. I don't understand what. Man, I'm telling y'all, 4.5 is trying to ruin us all.
He's
not
already doing
it.
It's not just okay, caller. Do you have any more to put on to this conversation?
No, I don't have any more other than that. I don't have a president. You know, I'm running by my own laws and jurisdictions and
Don't get caught up.
I want you to continue to listen on to the end of the show. We got about 6 minutes left on tonight's show. But, I mean, we're going to put some more information out there because women, it's time for us to unite. We got to do something or we're going to be, if we don't stand for something, we're going to fall for everything. And it looks like out of this list that I have, there's a lot of everything that we're going to go under with. A lot of things, a lot of research that it's just getting ready to blow us clean out of the water. So we're going to have to make a stand and talk up and get our voices heard. So continue to listen, caller. Thank you for your input. Huh?
And I don't know, it's definitely the black women, because a lot of us, don't stand together like we should. You know, we walk around, roll our eyes, crazy to one another. You know, we got to do better.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show on that.
You need to go back and listen to our show on how women, black women, refuse to uplift each other and constantly disrespect one another. We did a show on that, so feel free to go in on our website and just listen to that show because it was hot.
Okay.
We talked about it. But continue to listen, Kyla. Thank you for your input. We appreciate it.
All right, ladies, have a good one.
You too.
Good
night. Bye bye.
Oh my goodness!
She don't have no president. She sound like you, Ayanna. She ain't got no president. She's free balling.
It's a lot of people. Everybody. First of all, you see how I literally the way I talk about it, I say so. Let me tell you what your president did. Like that's how I present it. I never claim him as my president. I am not gonna lie. Like I don't. It's 4.5. He does not get a whole number. I don't claim him as my president. I really don't. And a lot of people say that. Like, nah, I ain't got no president. Like, you're just not going to have no president.
A
like,
lot of people do say that. But I think, you know, and I'm guilty of this. Every time I see his face on TV, I want to turn the channel. I'll watch paint drying on the wall before I listen to this man speak. He's just so ignorant.
Yeah, I refuse.
But,
But
in lieu of everything that I've read and, all, you know, the things, the issues that I've spoke about tonight, we may need to start listening to what he's saying so that we can build our line of defense against this foolishness. Because if we don't listen, or we are not making ourselves aware of all these changes that's going on and all the things that he's doing to mess us up, we're going to be in a worse predicament than we are right now. So just from my mouth to everybody who's listening, if anybody out there is like me that see his orange face on TV and flick the channel to something else, maybe we need to stop and listen so that we can build our line of defense against his foolishness.
I know you can't,
Ayanna, but listen, think about it. Think about it. Everybody is not financially stable. Oh my God! Now you guys—we got to do 1 week on and 1 week off. Like next week is yours.
We have to rock paper scissors over it. I just hit my thing though because I feel like he's such an attention whore with the tweeting and the wanting to be on the news and the things like that. So I understand that to truly be powerful and to understand what's really going on in the country, we really do have to listen to him.
We really
but
do.
I also feel like that's. I'd rather find – Google don't lie to me. So I'd rather just Google it and find out. I can't – I'd rather watch the Ratchet TV because that's really what it is. This is a different version of Ratchet TV for me.
But we need to I want to see his little mouth moving when he says the words that, look, ladies, F you, this is what's going to happen. I'm getting ready to cut this. I work in the healthcare field, so a lot of this stuff, you know, I work at in the hospital that I work at sits right in a low income neighborhood.
Man,
the hospital that I work at sits in a neighborhood where they ship all of the immigrants. So
we get it. I know we get it. I know a lot of us. I want to say the majority of us as African Americans, we get it. Men and women, I think we get it. But until we can convince our counterparts, race-wise and financially, to understand if his issue is not race, his issue is financial. And until we can get people that are lower middle class to poor people that are not just blacks, but that are white, also understand this dude means you nothing but harm.
That's it. Nothing but harm.
Nothing but harm.
Well, we're down to a minute and a half of this show. And I want to let everybody know what we're going to be talking about next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about these women who have turned the tables. Now, they are taking on the mentality of men when it comes to relationships. Remember how we used to be like, oh, we're just so in love, we calling, we doing this. Now the women just like, hey, you don't call me, that's fine. I see you.
I'm out.
We'll talk about
next,
that next week. Yeah. Holla. Talk to you later. See you when I see you. Catch you in traffic, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that next
week.
So everybody who's tuned in online or tuned in on the call, please make sure you listen next week. We're going to end this show with a word from our sponsor. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. To get started, contact us at 888-640-5777, option 2, or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.